All right, folks, he's TD, number 35. Been at the heart of his defense since he walked on the field back in 2016. Welcome in, Troy Dye.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great.
You know, I know individual awards are not what guys like you were about, but as opposed to when a media votes you in, what did it mean to you last year to get the Skis Award, which comes from your teammates?
It means a lot. I mean, just to have your teammates support you the way they've been able to support me has been fantastic, and I really appreciate it. That's why I go out there and play. I play for my teammates. I play for my brothers, to go out there and to give them a good show and hopefully get the win.
So after 2016, the change was made. Jim Levitt came in. You know, they went from the 3-4 to the 4-3, then back to the 3-4, mm-hmm. and, of course, Coach Levitt was not only your coordinator but your position coach. You played safety in high school, outside as a freshman. Did you have any concerns about that switch starting last year, or with a whole camp to prepare? It's kind of like it's football.
I mean, when he first called me, when he first got the job, he kind of told me, was like, I watched your tape. I want to move you inside. What do you think about that? And I was like, man, what is wrong with this dude? I've never played inside linebacker in my life, but I mean, he's an NFL coach. If he believes that much in me for watching my tape, I mean, I'm gonna rock and roll with it. So I mean, when he told me, I was kind of really excited just for a new challenge. Like you said, I played safety in high school outside my freshman year, so just a new challenge. I was super excited for it and just ready to rock with it.
Now, by the numbers and your team's record, obviously the defense improved last season. Mm-hmm. You know, to us it looked like better positioning, but from your angle, what was different? What just worked better on that side of the ball?
We just had better communication as a whole. Everybody was on the same page more often. I mean, there was a few times where we weren't on the same page, and it kind of, we got exposed on some defenses and gave up some big plays, and we got things that we got to fix going into this year. But I think last year the biggest thing in the improvement was the communication amongst everybody on the defense.
You know, as observers, outsiders, we see him, we find, check him out on social media. Mm-hmm. It just seems like Coach Levitt is a character.
Oh, man. Coach Levitt is definitely one of my favorite coaches I've ever had in my life. That dude loves all his players. I mean, everybody he loves, I mean, just really, like, genuinely loves them. Like, it's like they're on his own child. But, I mean, he definitely is always energetic, always ready to go. He's come back a little bit on the Pepsis. I was talking to him yesterday about it. He's come back a little bit, but he's not going to give it up all the way. But, I mean, he's definitely just a great coach. He's always on 100% go mode. He's never down, never out. So, I mean, it's great to see your coach like that because, I mean, it gives you motivation to go out there and play for him.
Now, I get practice just started, and, of course, we're familiar with guys like you and Hollins and Winston. Mm-hmm. But be it red shirts for last year or some of the newbies, who are some of your fellow linebackers you think fans are going to get to be a little more familiar with this year?
Oh, you got guys like Isaac Slade, Samson New, Adrian Jackson, MJ Cunningham. I mean, there's a bunch of guys. There's a long list. All the guys in the inside linebacker room have the talents and the abilities to play inside. Whether someone goes down or someone gets tired, we have interchangeable dudes where there's no drop-off and the next guy's in and we're just rocking and rolling and we're making money. So, I mean, as long as everybody stays healthy, I mean, we're going to have a great core. But, I mean, there's a lot of young guys who are a big factor for our defense this year.
Now, so we're halfway through your college career. You've played a lot. You started every game. So be it what you talked about with your coaches heading into the season or what you felt needed attention. I know you kind of meet when the season's over. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that you and they wanted you to kind of focus on to be even better this year?
Just to work on my strength, get a little bit bigger, put on some more weight, and just work on my better fundamentals on the inside game. There's still a lot of things that I'm doing wrong, whether it be my key reads, whether it be using my hands the right way, whether it be getting off blocks, whether it be a different gap. And all that stuff just comes with time, and I think I'm improving on that as we go along. But it's always going to be a day-by-day thing, and I always got to improve day by day.
Now, obviously you guys face offense, defense, defense, offense, but you talk about working out, and we see your new strength and the conditioning coordinator. Yeah. How competitive are you guys in the weight room?
Oh, man, we're always competitive in there. It's the music's blasting. Guys are throwing a big weight. I mean, nobody wants to be the dude to look over and be like, man, am I 45 pounds off of this dude? I mean, we're the same body weight. We're the same size. So I'm going to throw these 10s on the side, and we'll get a rock and a rolling. But, I mean, Coach Feld does a great job of always telling guys to operate in the gray, never to overdo yourself. I mean, there's no failed reps allowed in the weight room. If anybody drops a weight or if we fail a rep, everybody has to go outside and run. So I mean, guys are smart about it, so we're not trying to push ourselves too hard where we get hurt, but we're operating in a grade to where we're working really hard and getting a great workout in, but we're still being safe, smart, but still getting that great burn, that great lift with heavy weight.
You know, we've seen it, and during this offseason, you know, there's ratings and how terrific Oregon is doing in recruiting, and we always hear from the coaches it's not just about them. How important is it that leaders like you and your fellow Ducks contribute and talk to young guys about how great it is to come play here?
I mean, it's a big factor. I mean, you never want to leave your alma mater and go on and look back and have what happened my freshman year, where you go 4-8 and you build up a program for so long and it just drops off. I mean, you always want to get the good young guys in so you can always push yourself, not only yourself, but the guys behind you. Because if you have more talent, I mean, it's always going to push the guy ahead of you, and better competition on your team brings out the best team.
You know, lastly, I mentioned the defense and how it improved last year. When you think about some of the freshmen who played last year, be it Scott and Fleu up front, mm-hmm. Graham, Breeze on the back end, your returning veterans, what are you liking about this defense and what you might accomplish in 2018?
I'm really liking how we've come together as a whole defense. Our communication has improved tremendously. I mean, guys are really starting to trust each other out there. We can just say one thing. We can look at somebody before the play and give them a little hand signal. We're all on the same page because we have the same defense again. So, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things that I see out of the defense out there is the communication, because everybody's talking. Everybody wants to get in the right spot. Everybody wants to do the right thing because nobody wants to mess up out there. No one's out there trying to mess up on purpose. So, I mean, guys are paying more attention to meetings, more attention to the little things, more attention to the details. And really out there during walkthroughs, we're talking, we're really communicating, yelling. Coach Levitt always says, if you're not yelling, you're doing it wrong. Because if you think about it, you play on Saturday and off the stadium, when you have 60,000 people going nuts. I mean, if you're yelling rip, rip with a low voice, they're not going to be able to hear you. So you got to kind of just use your big boy voice and go out there and get it going.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, no problem.
Second year, you got a chance to talk to you. You be healthy, be well, and we'll talk as the season moves
along.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks,
man.
TD.
Yep.
Talking with TD, Oregon linebacker Troy Dye, one of those guys who, when you were choosing up sides on the playground, you just went, I'd like him on my team, please. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up the 4 o'clock hour with Divine Shine next, 95.3 The Score.